Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. You're ready for fun with Melly. We're going to have a great time today. Lots of comms from our wonderful president. I'm going to show you some really great things. We're watching a movie. He's telling us some really great comms. I hope you guys are ready for that. We're going to talk also about how this pen is mightier than the sword. And so President Trump is using the pen to save the world. And it's really pretty exciting. I'm going to show you some great connections I made there. So first of all, I want to show you this post that was done by the White House today. And I'm going to show you where it came from. Check it out.
We come to this place for MAGA to fight, 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 and win, win, win. Because we need that. All of us, the indescribable feeling we get when we hear the national anthem and stand together stronger than ever before. Under this administration, we're going somewhere we've never been. We aren't just watching history, we're making it. Rebuilding our country better than ever. A country where we don't do heartbreak, we do victory. An America that is safer, more secure, more prosperous, and any setbacks that stand in our way simply makes the comeback that much sweeter. Welcome to the Golden Age.
Love it. Didn't it seem like something you might see when you go to the movies? Well, that's where it came from. It came from this AMC advertisement. Just a few seconds of an AMC advertisement. And so, yeah, it really makes you... He's basically saying we're watching a movie. There's so much that, and he also just posted, Patriots are in control. He just posted that too. Well, actually, the Republicans posted that. But yeah, how many times have either President Trump or the Department of Defense posted Patriots in control? So it's nice to hear for us, the ones who've been in the middle of this battle, you know, fighting hard. So congratulations, everybody, for being part of this. You know, as he said, we're not just watching history, we're making history. How awesome is that? I never really would have imagined that that's the way it would have played out, you know, for us to go. I really, as you guys know, I look at the current events and the light of God's word. This is biblical. This is Armageddon. And I knew that we would, you know, fight in the Battle of Armageddon. I just didn't know who knew what it was going to look like. So it's very exciting to be a part of it, to be awake. And even if you've, you know, caught a lot of grief, like he was saying, you know, just hang in there and just keep staying in the fight. So, and they said on here, stay calm. I don't know why they're saying that. If there's something that there might make us uncalm, but just no matter what, just let's continue to stay calm. So let's talk about his signature. President Trump does this so many times. How many times has he talked about bragging about his signature? He says, oh, that's a good one. So here's one where he's making a signature. I want to show you. And he's actually doing a signature for the military families and how they're really working hard to support them, because they have certainly, you know, laid down their lives, been willing to. And so showing them great appreciation. So check this out.
Okay, that's a good one. So I wouldn't want a bad one on this time. Some are good. You know, we rate them from 6 to 10. 6 is usually when I'm standing up holding it. You can't do a very good one, but that's a 10. So you deserve a 10 too.
There you go. What's he talking about? Why is he always saying this? He's saying this because he's winning the battle of Armageddon, basically, with the pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. And so I want you to see that he's just so cute. And so I want to show you some of the ways today that he is winning this battle with the pen. And so that's really, you know, they're losing their power. They're melting away because of President Trump and the pen. So here he said, he's talking about Iran, and he's talking about decapitation, and he's not talking about Iran or even the IRGC. He's talking about the New World Order cabal, the satanic criminal network. He's decapitating them. He is, this is basically the Antichrist of the book of Revelation, the beast of Revelation. And so listen to what he says very carefully. I'm going to show you some Bible verses that I think you'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't connect that. Check it out.
People were wondering what has changed this time.
Why should it be different? Well, you don't know. I don't know. I think we're going to maybe get something, but I want to give them every last chance before decapitation. Very tough to do what we have planned, still planned. We'll see what happens. But it's a very, very tough thing to do. I think I'm very proud of the fact that I'll give people a chance. This is a big move. To do an attack that big on a country, I'd rather not do it. Now, we've already through lots of large attacks, but they were normal large. Hopefully they'll come to their senses, because what happened, you know, cannot have a nuclear weapon. But
American people were wondering why.
Okay, so that just brought up another verse. Okay, there's a verse that talks about that they may come to their senses and escape. Let me see if I can find that verse real quick. Come to their senses. That's just such a biblical term, right? Their senses. And then I'm going to show you some other, like, everything he's saying is just reminding of me Bible verses. See if I can. No, that's not. It's a Bible. Okay, 2 Timothy 2:26. Oof, this is a good one too. Okay, I'll show you that in just a second. 2 Timothy 2:26. But first, I'll show you this one. Okay, so he's saying he's being so patient, and he's proud. Did I end up showing you the rest of it? Yeah. They say he's saying he's proud that he's so patient and not just going in, you know, guns blazing like he could have and just decapitated them immediately. He's so patient to, you know, it kind of reminds me of the verse, you know, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. And President Trump is that also. He's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of power of the pen. He could wipe them out with the stroke of a pen. But he's saying, you know, he's like the Lord. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, everybody will come to their senses, right? And say, we don't want to, you know, end up dead. And think before you, you know, end up dead. All right, so it reminds me also of this passage in Habakkuk chapter 2. And if you're not familiar with this, is from this, I detail all about Habakkuk. Oh my goodness, I love Habakkuk. I love all the minor prophets. And they're in this book, The End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Love it, love it, love it. So here he's talking about, you know, write my answer on tablets so a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. Now, that's for now, okay? For a future time. It describes the end times, the end of the cabal, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place and it will not be delayed. And so, you know, President Trump is showing amazing patience when we are just like, chop, chop, chop them up, chop their head off. He's saying, I'm not going to doing decapitation, you know, not in a hurry to do that. I'm in no hurry to do that, because it's going to be bad. He's giving everyone the opportunity to come out. And so this passage right here It says in Revelation chapter 18, I heard another voice from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not participate. Do not partake part in her sins, for you'll be punished with her. Her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. You know how the Lord says he forgets your sins as far as the east is from the west, but he's saying for them, he remembers their sins. And he says, do to her as she has done to others, double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. So the Bible says that they're going to be in terror, decapitated, in terror, in hell, in the pangs of hellfire forever. And so, everybody come out. This is your chance, your last chance to repent. That's really what it reminds me of. What do you guys say? I really do believe that's what it's talking about. And then Romans chapter 2 is talking about the judgment of God. In Romans chapter 2, since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind and tolerant and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? Now, back in the day when he was writing this letter to the Romans, many of them had participated in these evil satanic sacrifices. And he was saying, I know you're looking down on others, but if you do the same thing, you've got to turn from their evil sins. But because you're stubborn and you refuse to turn from your sin, you're storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. That's the revelation, is God's righteous judgment. The judgment of God is going to be poured out, and he's using us to do it. We are the arm of the Lord, the army of the Lord. And President Trump is the leader of this army, and he is the one whose pen is mightier than the sword. All right. So I'm going to show you also that other one. 2 Timothy, 2:26. Let's go to that one real quick. This is biblical. This is what it means by this is biblical. This is judgment falling on this criminal cabal. Okay, so 2:26. Look at what it says here. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Right? It's up in 2:26. Let me just pull up the whole chapter, and so you can read it. I can read it to you in context. Just watch your eyes. I'm scrolling down quick. All right. So here it says, he says, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, be patient with difficult people. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm trying to be patient with these people and help them to come to their senses. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change their hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they've been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Now, I will tell you this. This is the one way. If you are angry with someone and you're like, I just can't get over this, I want you to think of it this way, that they are in the devil's trap. And that will cause you to have empathy and pity for them. And that's, as much as we want to bring down judgment, hell is a long time. Eternal hell is a long, long time. And so we want these people to repent. If it was just that they would die, well, everybody's going to die. It's the issue is to cast them into hell. That's the thing that, we don't want to do easily. And that's the judgment of God is, and even if we are his army to do it, we don't want that to be something we do easily. Okay. All right. So this is a very interesting video. I hope that you guys enjoy this. I hope you like connecting all of this and how this is biblical. If you don't forget to hit the like button right now, everybody hit the like button and make sure you're subscribed. Your bell is rung, so whenever we do a special video that you will be notified. And I'll always thank you for sharing these videos. All right. So I wanted you to see something that Susan Kokenda brought up about Besant using the pen. And so really great insight that she had about how he basically the war in Iran is over. This whole issue that's going on with Hamas, giving up is because they don't have any money. And they don't have any money because Scott Besant is a very strong pen to cut off their funding. And because of all the Board of Peace, they are all working together so that they cannot, you know, these in the past, the sanctions were just fluff, but now they're serious and these people don't have any money. And that is where this pen is so powerful, to stop the money flow and to stop them from being able to fund their war machine. Check it out.
Now, you may be able to recover from a bombing campaign, but you can't run a war when the payroll stops clearing. And when the payroll stops for Tehran, it stops for Hamas and Hezbollah too. The weapon that broke Iran's proxy network wasn't a bomb. It wasn't a diplomatic ultimatum. It was a set of financial instruments aimed with a precision the other side never saw coming, because they never imagined an American administration that understood what it was actually fighting. Which brings us to the question that matters. If the decisive weapon in this whole campaign was economic, who was aiming it, and when did they decide to do it? It was decided from the very beginning of the Trump 47 administration. Listen to how Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent answered a question in March 2025.
But what's been the most surprising thing for you in this role since you've been in office?
The national security aspect. That I would say 40, 50% of my day, Treasury does a lot of national security work, whether it's CFIUS in terms of foreigners who want to buy U.S. assets, whether it's sanctions, whether it's OFAC, anti-money laundering. We've just designated the Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Mark the date, March 2025. And the first target Bessent mentioned in that interview was the Houthis, Iran's proxy network in Yemen, almost a year before Operation Epic Fury was launched. And look at the tools he lists. Every one of them is financial, and they go after the money. Now, here's what almost everyone misses. Bessent's instruments are deployed to bring down a globalist system and its networks. But this administration didn't just come to tear the old one down. It came to replace it, and it had already laid the foundation. Go back to the president's announcement about the Hamas disarmament agreement. Under whose auspices was that agreement reached? The Board of Peace. Who did he thank for helping negotiate the agreement? Egypt, Turkey, and Qatar.
There you go. Thank you so much, Susan Gokenda from Promethean Action. I just love her to pieces. She just does a wonderful job. So here he's talking about this president of Kazakhstan is saying, he's on the Board of Peace. He's saying the world has never seen a move like this. So rather than being controlled by the cabal, we have the Board of Peace, all these countries coming together so that they can do construction and build back Gaza and build back the Middle East, and they're working together, and that is stronger than the cabal trying to control them and to tear them down. And it's actually being beneficial for them financially, et cetera. It's absolutely unprecedented because, in essence, peace through construction. Isn't that an interesting way to put it? It's a very innovative concept, and President Trump knows that. As we work together, that's really what the charge was to Adam, is to take dominion and for us to work together and to build. That's really what the truth is about, build back better, building this world together instead of allowing them to siphon off all the riches from each of the nations. So I thought that was a terrific point. I really appreciate her bringing that up. Here is the Board of Peace. So you see all these leaders on here who are working together, many in the Middle East, but many, you know, from other places. Here's the list of them right here. The Middle East has Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Jordan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Morocco, and Israel. And then in Europe, you've got Albania, Belarus, Bulgaria, Hungary, Kosovo, Armenia, Azerbaijan. You've got in Asia, you've got Indonesia, Pakistan, Vietnam, Cambodia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Mongolia. And then in the South America, you've got Argentina, Paraguay, and El Salvador. So it's a wide swath of countries that are working together to build back all these countries and to not allow Iran, New World Order, to have any place to do their money laundering. And so if these people hold and they say, no, you're not going to use us for your evil money schemes, then their money dries up. And that is why Hamas had to come and say they gave up. And so that's why the pen is mightier than the sword. It's mightier than the bombs that they're dropping. When you're out of cash, you're out of everything. All right, so that's, I want you to see that. I thought that was an amazing way that he is using this pen. The next thing is, did you know that Fauci's former aide David Morans has been charged with conspiracy to hide the origins of COVID leaking from a Chinese lab? That is gigantic. Another way that the Justice Department is using the pen to stop this terrible criminal cabal that is trying to, you know, destroy the world, destroy humanity with their evil schemes. So check this one out.
Coronavirus grant. Morans, a former aide to Dr. Anthony Fauci, testified before the House's COVID Select Subcommittee nearly 2 years ago about emails he'd sent in February 2021, claiming that he'd learned to make emails disappear after he received Freedom of Information Act requests.
Ever delete or attempt to delete a federal record?
No, but let me explain why. When I came there in 1998, we were instructed to delete emails or to move them into PST files frequently because they jammed the computer.
Okay, so who told you to delete them, right? Fauci? He's the aide to Fauci. It would stand to reason that he got this instruction from Fauci. So he's, but the man's 78 years old. Based upon his charges, he could spend 51 years in prison. So, yeah, he's in serious trouble.
The Justice Department says Morans used his personal Gmail account to exchange non-public information. The indictment also claims an unnamed co-conspirator gave Morans wine for his, quote, behind-the-scenes shenanigans, then suggested he could push scientific commentary in a prominent medical journal advocating that COVID-19 had natural origins. That's a competing claim with the lab leak theory. The indictment says the co-conspirator could also provide meals at top restaurants in Paris, New York, and Washington, D.C. In April 2020, the NIH terminated that back coronavirus grant awarded to EcoHealth Alliance, who then contracted the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct that research in China.
Of course, you can't have the research where there are prying eyes finding out what you're doing, so they have to move it over to China. And Daszak was the one who was trying to cover this up. Check this out.
Start of the pandemic, its president, Peter Daszak, worked to discredit any theory that COVID-19 had leaked from that lab.
Of course, they all were circling the wagons, and anyone who said any different was banned off of social media. But thank goodness now it is coming out. So I wanted you to know that this guy is in serious trouble, and I'm thinking he's going to sing like a canary and tell all the truth. If you scroll down a little bit farther, you'll see if he's convicted, he faces a potential prison sentence of 51 years. He's pleaded not guilty, of course. Yeah, so he's colluded with two co-conspirators, Peter Daszak of EcoHealth and Gerald Kush to hide communications regarding funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. All right, just posted something on the social media. If you've not gone there before, go to melissaredpill.com and you can find all of our real social media. Let me just pull this up super quick so you can, melissaredpill.com, and then you'll find all the real social media. And if you'll go there, you'll see this post that I just did. These right here, all of them, X. This is the Telegram. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second too. True Social, Getter. I don't even know if I'm doing Instagram. I think I don't post everything on Instagram. Okay. I am still on there. I've been banned from so many things. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep up, but anyway, but right now, so far I haven't been banned from anything lately. Anyway, I posted something about President Trump, going after Fauci, and it was really good. And then Bill Gates is standing over in the corner, you know, like he's fixed to cry. That was pretty good. Be careful. It's kind of colorful language. I'd play it here, but it's probably better not. All right. So I want you to see that. Okay. Then the latest thing that came out that went absolutely viral is that Adrian Rogers is blasting, destroying Fauci. You've seen this. Surely you have. I've posted on my social media that he's saying, oh, answering some silly question, whatever it was. And he says, I can't answer that. I have to plead the fifth. He just is destroying Fauci. And the whole world has seen it. When you have these people who have huge followings and they put something out there, it goes viral. So many videos about Fauci have gone viral. Anybody who took the jab has to realize now that they listen to an absolute dweeb and a liar and, you know, what he's calling him, he says he's an absolute coward. Are you kidding me? What are you scared of? I thought you were the science. So that has been gigantic. And so if you haven't seen that, please go over and make sure to share that wherever you possibly can. You can go over on my Melissa Red Pill X account and share that, because it's been huge. Of course, Nicki Minaj has been posting a preemptive pardon for Fauci. You know, she did that. And we just talked about the other day in this video about why in the world was this diary released? How did this all happen? How did it end up in our hands? And so if you want to go and see that one, go to Melissa Red Pill, the Red Pill of the World Rumble, or over on my ex, and you'll see this one called five with the giant 5-5 in front of it. Trump's genius 5-5 moves that most missed. That was on 8/1, August 1, 2026. And see more detail about that. I'm not going to go into it right now, but definitely look into that one. You'll see about, you know, Hunter Biden with his laptop, that he handed over the laptop. And it's like, how in the world would all this information, with all this key bombshell data, get on his laptop and then get into the hands of this laptop repair shop? And then this bombshell of the diary, how could that happen? So anyway, it's Patriots are in control. All right. So then you also, we talked about on that video how Stephen Smith, who was called out by Adrian Rogers as being very, very brave, and appreciated him apologizing to what's his name, Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie Irving was another one who said that he was not going to take the jab and caught all kind of grief, just like Adrian Rogers did. And so thankfully, Stephen Smith was leading the charge on apologizing to the man, because this man, as he says, has a God-given right to choose what to put or not to put into his body. Hello, we all feel the same way. And we, congratulations for every one of you who refused to take it, and you are doing better now because of it. And also that you did not let them put that crazy patented jab up your nose. You know, we're not, you're not doing that to us either. We can make a whole laundry list of things you're going to do to me, and you're not doing any of it. So then also Bill Maher, he's coming out saying, what is this about the lab leak? Really great. He says he knew better. He knew this was not a conspiracy theory. He knew it escaped from a lab. He knew it was not natural origins, because we have him in his diary telling us what he was saying to other scientists. And we were saying, no, absolutely. So this is huge, coming out from Bill Maher of all people. So it's coming out from all sides like a sieve. But this is the one I want you to focus on. I'm going to play this one for you. This is Scott Adams before he passed. And I want you to hear this, and I want you to share this, because I've posted it over on my social media. And while it's playing, I'll go and grab the link so you guys can have it to share. Scott Adams said in no uncertain terms that the ones who took the jab were losers. And I don't want to be the, you know, I don't want anyone to lose. That's why we tried so hard to be on social media and have our freedom of speech that was taken away from us, to help people not to take this thing and to be aware. Some people didn't know and maybe could have been saved if we'd not been silenced. And that's why these people have to go to prison. You know, anyway, so here's what Scott Adams is saying. And of course, we know now that he has passed, and he was saying on this video that it was because of the jab. Likely it knocked down his P53, and that caused his body to be riddled with tumors. I'll show you that in just a second.
Completely. Right. Having said as clearly as possible that the anti-vax people seem to be the winners, I want you to hear that clearly. The anti-vax people appear to be the winners. The anti-vaxxers clearly are the winners at this point, and I think it'll probably stay that way. And I don't want to put any shade on that whatsoever. They came out the best. They have the winning position. The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-
And that's exactly what happened.
Vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies, right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat.
Yeah, but I mean, none of us feel any better because it's not, these people are sick. You know, we're not, you know, yes, we're vindicated, and everyone knows now that we were banned and silenced, and it was, you know, it was not fair that we were, but the whole reason we didn't want to be banned was because we're trying to save people's lives. And it doesn't help us. It doesn't make us feel better at all that Scott Adams is dead. Doesn't make me feel better.
We can agree on that, right? That my position is now the weakest, and your position has gone from the weakest to the strongest, and that we can just say that's true. The people who didn't get vaxxed are absolutely in the winning position. You win. You win. You are the winners. You are the winners. All right. Let me say that part with no ambiguity.
Yeah, I feel sick because of these people who I feel like they've got a, you know, Russian roulette in their body at any moment can strike. And it's just, it's the saddest thing. And we tried so hard and they even though they ridiculed us and, you know, banned us and all the rest of it, it doesn't make me feel any better that we're the winner. Does it to you? You know, I just wanted people to not be, you know, and even now I'm like, please just think for yourself. Okay. So here's the thing I was going to show you. Here's the page about Sally, and it's called, it's on my page, freedomforce.live/cancer. And I'll pop this over into the chat. This is, really great, great information. Actually, Sally went to have a CT scan today, and I'm hoping and praying that, and pray with me that it's gone. I pray that it is gone. It had not metastasized before, and the numbers were coming back into the normal range. Now they're even more in the normal range, and they are, we're hoping that it's completely gone. So we'll see. You know, this is, you know, we all likely have some of COVID in us, and that is that. I go into this on the video about the P53 that is the protector of your genome. It prevents you from getting cancer, and the COVID knocked down that P53. So it's really important that you do everything in your power to detox this out of your system. And so literally just about everybody has been infected with this thing, even if you didn't take the jab. And so anyway, you can see more information about this, about the protecting your immune system, how Joe Tippins beat it. And we've got 66,000 people literally on his Facebook page. Here's where it talks about the P53. I really encourage you to learn about this and to protect your body. So it's very, very good news that we do have basically the antidote. And again, if people will listen, you know, the difficulty is that most people are so, you know, brainwashed into trusting the white lab coat, you know, and that they won't try anything alternative. Anyway, but yeah, definitely check into this page. Also, this one is about detoxing and how you get these things out of your system. And anyway, so definitely check into my health page, but the detox page and the health page, there's the link right there, freedomforce.live/detox. And so the biggest thing for us is that we get all these foreign agents, all these chemicals out of our body. And for example, like the extra Pure Body Extra, that removes the heavy metals and it claws them out of your body, and it removes them so that they are not damaging your cells to produce a cancer cell. And also make with the super green juice, the reason you're working hard to get as many nutrients in your body as you possibly can is that makes your cells more resilient to any attacks that you might have. So this is the first I wanted to show you about this. And if you remember, in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And so many of the teaching, the modern teachers about it, talk about, oh, that they'll come out consecutively. And I disagree. What I believe the whole point of the four horsemen is that they are the four ways that the cabal attacks humanity. And here's the fourth horseman. This is the way they attack our health. It says, when the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, come. I looked up and I saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider was named Death, and his companion was the grave. This is the way they attack our health. There's another one that's the red horse, which I believe that one's talking about the way they kill us off through wars. This one is how they kill us off through jabs and pandemics and fake medicine. Instead of us doing natural therapies that God intended to protect our bodies. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword and the famine and disease and wild animals. What does this mean, given authority? They basically took authority. They took this that God never really gave them the right to do, like Fauci, like Gates, like Dasik, like that Morons guy. And they used this to attack humanity. They've joined in league with the dark side, with the cabal. And so this is what that fourth horse is about. Here's on my freedomforce.live end times page. If you notice this image right here, let me see if I can. I'll just make it a little bigger. Okay. Yeah, I did. Let's see if I can go back down. It's all the way at the end of the page, freedomforce.live/end times. So here is where it talks about the four horsemen. Well, you've got the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale green horse. The white one is how they attack us and abuse us and, you know, take away our rights through puppet leaders. They've been given a crown, but they're not really deserving of the crown. This is the white horse. And then the red horse is, again, like I was saying before, this is how they've used wars to destroy humanity and to take over and gobble up resources and that type of thing. And then the black is the deprivation, where they've made our money just about worthless. All these things President Trump is turning around, though. And that's what, like that first video I showed at the beginning, is what this whole thing is about, is turning this gigantic ship around. And then, of course, the pale green horse. That's what I was just reading to you from Revelation chapter 6 about this fourth seal, the fourth pale horse that was named Death. Yeah, I'm just, you know, we're sick about it, right? But we are, we're finally realizing that this is the ways that they attack us. And so that once you know the truth, then you can protect yourself. And as long as you're willing to think for yourself. And that's why I'm so glad you're here, because I know that you are always looking at the research, looking at the information, and thinking for yourself. If you want to check these books out, go to Amazon. Here's the link. I'm going to pop it in here. And that's from where I go into every chapter, verse by verse, in the book of Revelation, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So I'll just pop it in here in the links, books right here. And if you'll notice, here is the one I was telling you earlier about, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, like the ones I was reading to you from Habakkuk. All right, now the last thing I want to show you is about Elon. Came out with this very interesting post. He said, if they come after me, I will come after them and finish the job. Here is another way that the pen is mightier than the sword. They are afraid of Elon because he owns X. And X is saving the world, because thankfully we're able to come on here and post, you know, all this truth. A lot of the things I've shown you today, I can post anything I want over on X. Obviously I'm not trying to post anything, you know, illegal, but, you know, we're posting, you know, the truth, and the truth is literally setting us free. And I'm very, very, very thankful for Elon Musk for doing this. Yeah. He's saying he's going to finish the job. He could easily, with one post, he could destroy them. That's what he's saying. He has the ability to do that. That's a lot of power for one person. A lot of power for President Trump. A lot of power for Scott Bessent, with just that keystroke that can turn the tide of the world. Very, very thankful for him. So yeah, he did that. Now, oh, I had one other thing I wanted to show you. Hang on, Durov. Before I go on to what President Trump had to say about military, the military, going into D.C. I want to show you that before we go. This is what happened yesterday. Pavel Durov, who is the one who created and controls Telegram, came out and talked about how Apple had taken Telegram off of the iTunes and the Apple Store so people could not get the app. Now, our Telegram never went down. Nothing like that ever happened. But he explained today. He said, last night, Apple briefly removed Telegram from the App Store because a single user had planted illegal pornographic content in a public group chat. Now, they have a lot of controls over Telegram. We've been using it for years when we were banned off of other channels. And so it is always, you know, clean as a whistle. And, you know, it's been an amazing, amazing platform, able to get the truth out. And they absolutely hate Pavel Durov for making this available to humanity. He's one of the most amazing ones in history. Talk about the pen being mightier than the sword. This Telegram is extremely powerful. So thankful for it. He says Telegram was restored within hours, but I wanted to explain what happened to warn other app developers and help protect online communities from similar attacks. So I wanted to make sure that you guys knew what happened. Because Telegram quickly removes illegal content from public groups using user reports, AI filters content hashes and other moderation tools, the attacker had to resort to a technical trick. He inserted AI-modified illegal content by editing an old message in an active group chat. You can go back and you can edit. Now, you can't really do that on X. You can do that within 1 hour, but after that, you can't do it. And see, they allow you to go back and edit these messages. I don't know if they're going to tighten up on that or not. But anyway, he edited this message, and as a result, the content was effectively hidden from the group's members, preventing them from seeing it and promptly reporting it. The attacker was a takedown extortionist, someone who demands ransom from group owners in exchange for not targeting their communities. These extortionists use automated accounts to plant illegal content in public groups and then report it directly to Apple, attempting to trigger the removal of legitimate communities whose owners refuse to pay them. So that's exactly what happened. They did this to an account, and they said, we're taken down, even without even talking to Telegram and without any communication at all. There was no discussion at all. There was no opportunity to remove it. This was just done. And off you go. That's too much power for Apple to be able. Something's going to have to be done about Apple, because they have way too much power just to just get rid of millions and millions of people on this platform. The tactics used by takedown extortionists are evolving, putting communities across social platforms at risk. Telegram has extensive experience identifying the tricks used by coordinated reporting gangs and protecting legitimate communities. Even when doing so, risks our own app being temporarily removed from the App Store. Other platforms may not be equally prepared. So I want you to see that. Yeah, so if an app is used by more than a billion people, can be removed from the App Store without prior warning, any app can be, right? I mean, this is over a billion people use Telegram. And I put it through its paces. You guys know that. So that's what Apple did without any discussion at all. Let me see if there was something here. So Apple removed Telegram from the App Store before even contacting us. Yeah. So that's what he said. And then I loved it. There was a place, I don't think I have it up here, but yeah, they were like, the great one has spoken or something. He is an amazing man. Thank God for Pavel Durov. He's done an amazing job. Okay, last thing. President Trump talks here about federalizing troops in Washington, D.C. Check this out.
But I guess she's a communist based on what she says. But I have not met her yet. I look forward to meeting her. Would I federalize? Basically, you're saying federalize D.C. Well, I'm allowed to do that. Would I do it? If they want to,
He didn't answer the question. Would I do it? I'm allowed. He goes off into talking about grass and how Scots put grass. He does that a lot. He just changes the subject. But he says he's got the ability to do it. And so don't forget, from the board, and this is very interesting thought seeding, it talks about the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops. It in former Confederate states, prescribes the role of the Army and Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act, pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from the prohibitions of Posse Comitatus, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. In other words, President Trump, as he just said, he has the ability, if he feels it's necessary, to bring in federal National Guard troops and to federalize them. And it appears, from what we've always thought on the board, this was leading us to believe this would be for some major arrests. So President Trump just seeded our thoughts on this just yesterday. Was it the, let's see what day it was. I posted it today. Was it today? The days are going so fast. It's hard to even keep up with what's happening on each day. I thought it was yesterday. But either way, really, he just posted this. He just said this, and that he could federalize these troops in Washington, D.C. And, you know, the reason for that would potentially be for arresting these criminals. Now, he just posted, Dan Scavino just posted something about some kids were riding on a big tube behind a boat, and it hit a wave, and they all flew off. In other words, I think he was saying, you know, buckle up. You need to stay buckled or you're going to fly off here. Maybe that some of these things might be happening soon. I don't know, but just be prepared if something like that does. And, you know, that President Trump is in a position to do that with the pen, just with the pen, and make it happen. All right. I think that's it. Oh, and last thing. I know that I always like one more thing. This is where Elon said, I'm going to buy Dominion next and incorporate that technology into Tesla. I can make 100 cars a day and 60 more will show up overnight. I love it. Love it. That's a great use of his pen to really get the truth out about how Dominion is just an election fraud machine. And yeah, that was really cute. A little funny little way to put it, but speaks the truth. A lot of comedy does that. I think that's everything. Okay, let's get ready to, we'll pray and then we'll jet. Okay, you guys. And I think that's everything. Yeah, don't forget, you can go to the freedomforce.live /endtimes page and see more of the links of all the information. Let me see if I can get, okay. Yeah. These are more of the images that you can share to help people get the truth about end times. So definitely, you know, check this out over on my page, freedomforce.live/endtimes. Check it out. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you. We praise you that you are ruling this world. Thank you, Lord, that you are very patient, because each one of us has enjoyed the benefits of your patience, that you've been patient with each one of us, and you've restored us to yourself, and you've forgiven us, and that we stand in this wonderful place of forgiveness. For those who are still in this horrible place of rebellion against you, we pray that you would touch their hearts and turn them quickly, because we know time is running out. But for those who have done evil, that have joined in league with demons, literally, we just know that there's no deals and that you will bring them to a sure and horrifying end. Thank you, Lord, that that your judgment will fall and that they will pay for what they have done to humanity. There's nothing that can stop that from coming. Nothing at all. I thank you, Lord, that you have enabled us to be a part of your army, that we are right here on the front lines, fighting alongside all these patriots all over the world. And thank you for Elon, and of course for our wonderful President Trump, and for just Scott Bessent and Rubio, and just so many people who are fighting so hard. Thank you for those who are getting the truth out about what Fauci did, so that people will wake up. Thank you for those who are just, you know, using their platforms to help save humanity. And Lord, help us, each one of us, however many followers we have, just however we can to get the truth out. Use us in a mighty way to get the truth out, to save lives, and to help others to come to the knowledge of the truth. And Lord, whatever happens, we are buckled. We trust your plan. We're not worried. We just know that you are going to rescue humanity, and we're going to enter into these amazing golden days of the golden age. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen their health. Lord, touch their bodies. Help them to be well. I pray that not one hair will fall from their heads. I pray that they will have strength that they've never known, that they'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. We pray, Lord, that they'll be like the deer that that tread upon the heights, and just in complete joy and confidence all day long. Help them know that you are right there beside them, and you will never leave their side. And thank you for each one and what they mean on the battalion. Thank you that you've brought us together, and that we'll always know that we were fighting your battle together. We thank you. We thank you for each and every one. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. I love you guys. I'm going to go. I've got a special guest coming to my house tonight. And so I guess I got to jet, and I will talk to you later.
His mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.